WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police responded to a major crash yesterday around 8 p.m. on University Drive East in front of Willie's Ice House, which left one person dead. According to the report, a westbound Buick LaCrosse attempted to turn left into the private drive for the restaurants and failed to yield the right-of-way of an eastbound motorcycle. The motorcycle driver, 24-year-old Zachary Devin Huff of Brazos County, struck the passenger side of the Buick. He was transported to the hospital where he died. The driver of the Buick, who was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, was ticketed for failure to yield right-of-way. CSPD does not believe alcohol was a factor. A 36-year-old murder investigation in Brazos County and the first for Sheriff Chris Kirk will be getting some help from the National Geographic Explorer Channel.
In 1981, Virginia Freeman was killed in South Brazos County. She was a realtor here, and she was lured to that site by the killer to show the house.
Kirk says a Nat Geo crew will be here this week filming as DNA evidence in state custody is analyzed.
All the work was done in cooperation between the lab that they were using and the Department of Public Safety Texas Crime Lab, which is where we've been working with.
The sheriff says there is no cost to the county. For the second straight legislative session, there is an attempt to loosen the lock Austin has on hosting UIL statewide competitions. The president of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, thanked Senator Charles Schwertner for filing SB 1981, which would require UIL to select host cities by competitive bids.
His district reaches all the way over to Georgetown, so it's not an A&M College Station in Bryan versus UT Austin kind of a thing.
2 years ago, similar legislation filed in the House died in committee. Even the most perfectly planned budget encounters surprises. For instance, a possible cap on property taxes. For the city of Bryan, capital projects including underground water storage and updates to the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers were unplanned when the budget was initially put together. Assistant Finance Director Will Smith on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says they do plan ahead for these things.
Council has directed us this past year with the the adoption of what is the City of Bryan financial management policy statements, and there are fund balance minimums that they have targeted. And that's a specific reason for that. When needs come up, the citizens of Bryan, when those needs come up, we have to be able to be flexible. It certainly makes it difficult, but that's what those things are there for.
Smith says most funds have a 5-year forecast, although some are planned out even further. 24 Texas A&M faculty members will return from spring break to receive $75,000 over the next 3 years as the first recipients of the university's new Presidential Impact Fellows Awards program.
We were really looking for a sweet spot that said these are people who've had long enough to establish themselves, but with a little nudge, they're going to be really the change makers in their field.
Provost Karen Watson says the 24 will also be working with mentors in their field. The new fellows will receive $25,000 over the next 3 fiscal years to be used to accelerate their teaching, research, and service efforts. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 49 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos at W.E. Gibson Insurance. Like most consumers, I do a lot of research online before I decide to buy a product. But insurance policies are complex legal contracts, and the differences among them can be dramatic. If you make a mistake buying a frying pan on Amazon, you might be out $25. But if you make a mistake buying the wrong kind of insurance online, you could lose everything you own. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we want to help you not make mistakes buying insurance, whether it be personal or business insurance. Our knowledgeable agents can guide you through the complicated process of buying insurance so that you will feel comfortable that you're getting the best product at the best price. Give us a call at 694-1555 in College Station or 825-6565 in Navasota. I think you will discover why so many others trust W.E. Gibson Insurance for their insurance needs.
W.E. Gibson Insurance, always by your side.
All right, there you go, 610. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Sun and clouds today, rather mild. Temperatures up to 65 to 70. The good news is we've got warmer weather headed our way. Bad news is it's going to be accompanied by some cloudiness coming out of the Gulf. Clouds will start to move in overnight, 50 to 55. Clouds breezy tomorrow. Could see a couple of showers during the day, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Clouds and breezy Friday. There could be a shower. Highs on Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the A&M baseball team's loss in Austin yesterday. Meanwhile, the softball team enjoyed a win in Memphis. We'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on that. And we'll check out the details of some of the games taking place in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, yesterday morning, it was rather chilly at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's okay. Looking on the weekend, it's going to be in the 80s, so if you didn't get spring break.
Yeah.
But, you know, the last couple of days, it's like being outside, and it's the air conditioner's on. You know,
yeah,
it's just pleasant.
Been nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
Well, it is, and that's okay. We like that. Could use a little rain. I know, not now, because after all, it's spring break.
Woo!
Now, is today the day that people don't have to go to work at the big school?
Not yet. Right? They get Thursday and Friday off, but I do believe plenty of people take Wednesday off.
I'm thinking the production over there will be a little quiet this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, they have a grumpy cat videos are out there on the internet.
Uh-huh.
No grumpy moose. Howsomever, apparently there are some grumpy mooses out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently. Alaska wildlife officials have warned people to keep their distance from grumpy moose after two close calls this past weekend. One of the animals walked up behind a woman tending her chickens, probably putting little sweaters on them, right, that we talked about yesterday, in Homer, Alaska, on Sunday, and started eating the chicken food out of her bucket that she was carrying. She turned around and startled the moose, and the moose kicked her.
Ooh.
Yeah, didn't know that. Another agitated moose twice charged skiers at a lift line Saturday at one of the resorts at a downhill ski venue in the resort town of Girdwood.
Okay.
So, grumpy moose on the...
On the loose?
Very nice. The grumpy moose is on the loose. Okay.
I did see, I believe it was ESPN posted a video this week of a moose just, like, sprinting. And I guess someone was on, like, a snowmobile.
Okay.
It looked like they were in an area, like a ski area, where there could have been some kind of snowmobiles, because they were just taking a video of it, and he was running alongside them. But, I mean, sprinting.
Really?
They can get up to, you know, pretty fast speeds.
Big critters.
Yeah, very, very large. Yeah, very large.
Know,
he didn't look angry.
No.
He didn't look upset. He was just running.
He's just moving.
Taking a jog.
Just doing that.
Getting some physical exercise.
What mooses do, I suppose.
Right?
Yeah. Just moosing around.
He was headed to his yoga class. Sure.
Right?
Moose yoga.
We got a lot of info.
Mation. Wasn't there another animal yoga that we were talking about
goats.
A couple of weeks
we
ago?
Did,
goats.
Yeah, oh yeah, we did goat yoga.
Goga, that's right.
Okay. A train, a plane, a bus. No thanks.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Just go.
I've actually seen pictures. I met someone in Phoenix who has done it.
Goat yoga?
Yep.
Oh,
wow.
No.
They were so impressed that I knew what they were talking about.
Something big is happening at Big Spirits and Wine on Boonville Road at Copperfield in Bryan. This Friday from 4 to 7, St. Patrick's Day, it's the official grand opening of Big Spirits and Wine. Big Spirits and Wine have invited all their customers, friends, and folks in the community to help celebrate with grand opening in-store specials. Plus, wine and spirit tastings from Rebecca Creek and Rio Brazos Distilleries. Free hot dogs and refreshments and prizes. Don't forget, this Friday at Big Spirits and Wine at Copperfield Drive and Boonville Road in Bryan.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Ides of March today. Big day.
What does that mean again?
Well, the Ides of March is it's the 15th of March. It's the day that that I think Julius Caesar was supposedly killed in the Senate.
Yes, beware the Ides of March.
Right.
I believe what it actually means is just the middle of March.
Okay.
And, yeah, I got Ides of March facts later on this morning.
Got it.
I was supposed to do it yesterday, but we got sidetracked.
By food.
On this show?
Yesterday we did considerable food stories.
I missed it.
Yeah, you missed out.
That's okay. There's it's archived. Anyhow, it's also Brutus Day.
Because A2 Brute?
Sure enough. It's True Confessions Day.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's drumstick day. No, dumbstruck day.
Dumbstruck.
That's not the same as a drumstick.
No,
can
it's
it be
not.
Drumstick day, though?
It might
I
be.
I am dumbstruck by the drumstick.
Yes, the dumbstruck day is a day to be totally dumbstruck over things you see, hear, and read. You may easily be dumbstruck to read that someone created this special day.
Yeah. Louis's out of town, so I don't know where I'm going to find these instances.
Right. Okay, it's Kick Butts Day.
All right.
It's Everything You Think Is Wrong Day.
Is that a weird? Does that have anything to do with Weird Al?
He's not mentioned here.
Okay, because no, he's got a song that's called that.
Okay.
That's really funny.
Not
of course.
Yeah, everything he does is funny.
Yeah.
And it's let me see, Buzzards Day.
Buzzards Day.
Traditionally, this is the annual return of the buzzards to Hinckley, Ohio. This is a big deal. They do like a pancake breakfast and 10K run and all this kind of stuff.
Any reason for a 10K.
If you live in Hinckley. It's 20 miles south of Cleveland. It's not nearly as romantic as the swallows returning to Capistrano.
I would imagine.
And do the buzzards actually leave is the question. You know, I don't know if they do
right.
or not.
Right. Do buzzards migrate?
We get to have buzzards here all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see them flying by the window all the time.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
They'll do some damage, too, if you hit one of those.
Oh, I remember that from like I was 9 years old, and there was one of them on the road, and we hit. It hit us. I'm not sure. I guess we were moving faster than it was. Hit the windshield. Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that, you know, because they're trash birds and they eat dead things. I heard when you hit one, it's just foul.
Well, I don't know. I don't remember that part. I do remember that there was a lot of glass.
They're just large.
And they're big. And, you know, but the deal is the last couple of days with the weather the way it is, they've been out thermaling if you watch them. They, you know.
Thermaling?
Yeah, they thermal. They just kind of drift on the currents of the air, and they're way up there. Makes my dogs go crazy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dogs go running outside barking as if what?
They're gonna catch it.
Yeah, get out of my yard.
Right. Yeah. Get out of my airspace,
exactly.
Please.
Yeah. All right, let's do birthdays.
We got lots of birthdays. Okay. It got to the point where I was just kind of like editing some that I knew I wanted to say, but I was just like, okay, now I'm just gonna get rid of it. First of all, Jai Courtney is 31. He was in Suicide Squad. He was John McClane's son in the fifth Die Hard movie.
Okay.
And
there've been five of those. Is that right? I think I gave up after three.
I think maybe even six. I think it was another one after that.
Okay.
I don't know. Takeru Kobayashi. Is 39. He's the hot dog guy.
Oh.
The guy who ate all the hot dogs.
I never knew his first name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eva Longoria is 42 from Desperate Housewives. Yeah. Will I Am from the Black Eyed Peas.
Hey.
It's 42.
Okay.
Kim Raver, who is 48, was Audrey on 24 and also on Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Dr. Altman.
Okay.
Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray, singer guy.
Oh, yeah.
He also has hosted a few daytime entertainment shows and stuff. He's 49.
Okay.
Rockwell, the guy who sang Somebody's Watching Me.
Oh, yeah.
Geico used in their commercial with Michael Jackson. He's 53 today. Bret Michaels, lead singer of Poison. Is 54 and of course was on. He won the Celebrity Apprentice in 2010.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Baio, who is Scott Baio's cousin, but also played Billy Tate on Soap.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
He's 55.
Fine, yeah.
Terrence Trent D'Arby, 55, also did Wishing Well in 1988.
Sure.
Fabio.
Oh.
Real name Fabio Lanzoni.
That's fun.
Is
why not?
58.
Fabio.
Great
His
hair.
Real
Great
name is
hair.
Fabio. Wow.
Yeah.
remember that time he got hit in the face with a bird?
Yeah, I remember that. on a roller coaster.
Yeah. D. Snyder from Twisted Sister is 62.
We're not going to take it.
Yeah. Sly Stone is 74.
Oh, my.
From Sly and the Family Stone.
Collecting bets.
Yeah, definitely. Mike Love is 76 from the Beach Boys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Judd Hirsch is 82.
Sure.
Probably, would you say he's most known as Alex Rieger on Taxi or from Dear John?
No, I think, yeah, Taxi.
Taxi, probably.
Doubt,
yeah, okay. Jimmy Swaggart.
Oh, really?
Is 82.
Okay.
Yeah. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG.
Yay. RBG.
She's 84 today.
Wow. But you left out the Iron Sheik.
Oh,
yeah,
the Iron Sheik.
Right, the WWF legend. We have wrestling news later this morning, too.
Oh, good.
All right, he's 75, and there you go. That is a lot of birthdays.
Yeah.
It's 620.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Well, Obama's most transparent government in history, well, that didn't live up to its promise. Washington Times now can report, in its final year in office, the Obama administration spent a record $36.2 million on legal costs, defending its refusal to turn over federal records under the Freedom of Information Act, according to an AP analysis of new U.S. data that also showed poor performance in other categories that measure transparency in government. Now, Obama's administration set records for outright denial of access to files, refusing to quickly consider requests described as especially newsworthy, and they forced people to pay for records who had asked the government to waive search and copy fees. By the way, where is the press talking about journalism now? Could you imagine if Trump does this?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, this will sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's reality during tax season. Now, imagine you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes, you reach in, you get rid of all the junk mail, then you pull out the item you've been waiting so long for, only to get a huge shock. In other words, someone's already filed for your return. Now, you probably didn't know that identity thieves could use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of identity theft. In fact, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected identity theft tax refund fraud just in 2016 alone. Thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take and the calls to make to fix any identity issue. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor every transaction of every business. Join now. You get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Hannity or just call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code Hannity. LifeLock.com/Hannity, LifeLock.com/Hannity, and you save money.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwornerman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kashinka with your money now. Marissa Mayer is about to lose her CEO job at Yahoo, but she's in for quite the severance package. Mayer will get $23 million after Yahoo's sale to Verizon is completed. The severance payout is contingent on Yahoo getting sold and Mayer being terminated without cause. The golden parachute package would come on top of the more than $150 million Mayer received in salary and stock awards since joining the company in 2012. Sun Edison has reached settlements with Terraform Power and Terraform Global that are worth $800 million in value to creditors waiting to be paid from its bankruptcy case. The proposed tax cutoff disputes between Sun Edison, a troubled solar power developer, and the Terraform companies. The city of Everett, Washington, is suing drug maker Purdue Pharma, the maker of the opioid pain medication OxyContin. Everett officials accuse the drug maker of knowingly allowing pills to be funneled into the black market and the city. On Wall Street, futures are lower. And that's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So for most people, advances in modern technology are a miracle of modern science. But that's not always the case for everyone. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Well, when this woman's parents named her, they had no idea just how bad they were cursing her. There's a 21-year-old college student at Stockton University in New Jersey, and her name is Alexa Siri. She said that when Apple first introduced Siri in 2011, when she would introduce herself to people with her last name, people would always tie it to that. And then it got way worse when Amazon created their virtual assistant in 2015 and named it Alexa. Now she says people constantly make Alexa and Siri jokes at her, especially when she's at work and someone jokingly commands her to do something. And by the way, she has an iPhone and uses Siri, but she says she won't get an Amazon Echo to use Alexa because that would be, quote, a complete disaster. Hey, Alexa. Hey, Siri. You know what? Just hang in there. It is pretty fun. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is Bit of Info.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning. It's 626. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group. 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. A little warmer than it was yesterday at this time, about 49 right now. We'll have sunny skies and a high of about 70. The winds will be easterly, then switch around to the southeast tonight, so that means we'll have a little warming trend coming up. About 55 for our low temperature tonight, and then right at 72 tomorrow, and we'll be in 80 land on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A few clouds may be rolling in for the weekend. Right now, winds out of the northeast have a little chill factor at 47. And again, air temperature under fair skies is 49 right now.
We tend to think it's who you know that helps you get ahead, but in fact, it may be who you could know that really matters. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You're more likely to think that your friends, colleagues, and connections are the ones who will help you up the ladder of success.
And I believe it's actually in a significant way the opposite, that it's who you could know that matters, because the folks we know are an awful lot like us, and they rarely push us to reach our potential.
Alan Gregerman, author of the book The Necessity of Strangers, says it's people who you don't know who could be much more helpful to you. So ask yourself,
who in any industry or walk of life might be particularly brilliant at what I'm trying to do? Improve customer service, get more people to come to an event, whatever the case is. And then actually find those people and reach out and try and make a connection with them, either through somebody we know or simply directly going to those folks and kind of challenging ourselves to be open and connect, even if they say no.
And while some people will say no, you'll be surprised who says yes.
I generally have found that people are open to connecting with people, if you kind of reach out to them in a positive way.
Alan says in addition to identifying and reaching out to specific people,
we need to be open to new people. We need to say hello to people, connect with people when we're waiting in line, because there's a bit of serendipity that's going to allow us, just by connecting with people, to meet people who are, by their nature, going to have part of what we need to be more successful.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. One person is dead and another in the hospital after a major crash last night in front of Willie's Ice House on University Drive East. College Station police report a Buick LaCrosse attempted to turn left into the private drive for the restaurants and failed to yield right-of-way to an eastbound motorcycle, which struck the passenger side of the vehicle. The driver of the Buick was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the motorcycle, 24-year-old Zachary Devin Huff of Brazos County, was transported to the hospital where he died. CSPD reports the roadway was never fully shut down and the investigation of this crash is ongoing. Alcohol was not believed to be a factor. There is another attempt in the state legislature to allow all cities and not just Austin to host UIL statewide championships in high school athletics, academics, and music.
Me as a parent of a high schooler myself that goes to some of these competitions, you know, we'd love to show off our facilities here in Bryan College Station and have our kiddos not have to travel across the state and go to that expense of staying in Austin.
Shannon Overby, the president of the Bryan Convention and Visitors Bureau, says she could take advantage of the CVB's preferred access agreement with Texas A&M for discounted rates at campus facilities.
We've got a great facility with the MSC. We've got a great performing arts facility that would serve as classrooms at Texas A&M. And there's theatrical events that could be held at Broadway Theater. There's music and marching band competitions, all kinds of things.
SB 1981 was filed by Senator Charles Schwertner, whose district includes Brazos County. The state Senate has passed the transgender bathroom bill. Senator John Whitmire challenged the bill's author, Senator Lois Kolkhorst, over why it's necessary now that President Obama's bathroom directive has been rescinded.
President Trump undid that, so we can go back to the old local rules.
So I would say respectfully, Dean, yes to that, except for the direction from the Attorney General was that this becomes a state and local issue.
The bill would force transgender people to use the bathroom that coincides with their birth certificate and blocks cities from adopting pro-transgender policies. The Senate will vote after the debate. In light of some state lawmakers continuing their push to cap how much local governments can raise property taxes, comes the question, where does a city find extra money when unplanned expenses occur? The City of Bryan's Assistant Finance Director, Will Smith, answered this question during his appearance on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
About 50% of the city's general fund budget, give or take, depending on what year you're talking about, is based on sales tax. You and I both know that sales tax is very volatile.
Smith says an increasing population means an enormous demand for infrastructure.
We have to look back and we have to say, okay, what are we counting on coming in? Is that going to be sales tax? Is that going to be property tax? And then how are we going to plan on those infrastructure needs?
Smith says funding projects like the Downtown Bryan Association and the Brazos Valley Bombers Field comes from hotel occupancy tax funds, which has seen an increase over the last year. The first murder investigation for Chris Kirk as a Brazos County Sheriff's deputy, which has gone unsolved since it happened in 1981, is getting more attention from two sources.
I actually did all the crime scene photography on that case and have followed it, obviously, through the years.
A local realtor, Virginia Freeman, was killed while showing a house in southern Brazos County. The sheriff says National Geographic Explorer is paying for its own DNA analysis to identify the possible killer. The sheriff says Nat Geo is...
They're going to take that DNA analysis and recreate facial features of that suspect. And then they'll time-orient it, age progression, to a more likely composite of what that suspect may look like today.
A Nat Geo crew is here this week to film the episode, and the Texas Department of Public Safety has reward money for information leading to clearing this cold case. Out of 2,100 faculty members at Texas A&M, 24 have been selected as the first group of Presidential Impact Fellows. Provost Karen Watson says the recipients have taught long enough to establish themselves, but with this nudge will become change makers in their fields.
Some people do that at 65 and some people do that at 25. So it wasn't clear cut what rank we were looking for, what credentials they would already have. But what we were able to do is find people that we have no doubt that they're going to hit the mark for us. And then hopefully in future years, we can get some of the others.
Each of the recipients will receive $25,000 each of the next three fiscal years for a variety of projects. Dr. Watson says some will bring top scholars to A&M to observe.
Some of them have proposed specific conferences or meetings where they go and take leadership roles in those agendas to make what they've been doing very well known and visible. Some of them have proposed specific things that they will investigate that are really state of the art, which you can't normally get grants for until you've kind of proven the concept.
Each recipient who was identified by their dean and confirmed by academic leadership will be honored at a ceremony this week. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 49 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. 2 important checkups, 1 great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Hi, I'm David Stennis with the Bank and Trust. Helping my clients reach their financial goals is my goal. Put my expertise at work for you today, and together we will succeed. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Dana Eckhart with the Bank and Trust. If you're in the market for a new home, we'd like to be the first and the last place you stop. Give me a call to become pre-approved, and we'll strengthen your offer when you make it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Good morning, it's 6:38. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Warmer temperatures return to the region today, but they're going to be accompanied by clouds and eventually the potential for some precipitation now that high pressure is shifting off to our east. Sun and clouds today, we're up to 65 to 70. Clouds will increase overnight, we're 50 to 55. Cloudy, breezy tomorrow, chance for a shower too, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy, breezy tomorrow night, mild, 60 to 65. Clouds, breezy, chance of a shower Friday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Rob Childress weighs in on some of the missteps the A&M baseball team made yesterday in their loss to Texas. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the softball team's victory in Memphis and the NCAA men's basketball tournament's in full swing. We'll take a look at some of the details, all that and more, coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, I watched some of that last night. It's unfortunate when you know, errors are... What opened the floodgate sometimes could have been a different story.
Yeah.
They ought to play every year. They just should.
Yeah.
They need to get that fixed up. Actually, they ought to do it like they used to do back when they were in the same conference, play a three-game series, play two at one site, and the third game at the other site.
That's what I was saying. I think it'd be nice if they did a series every year versus just one game.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe that's the step. I mean, we have to do this little interim step right here to do that, but it would it just would make sense. They need to do it.
Yeah.
So, there. Speaking of making sense and need to do it, we got his tax returns.
Yeah.
Donald's tax returns.
Well, he had plenty to say about that story this morning.
Oh,
about
yeah.
45 minutes ago, he tweeted, "Does anybody really believe that a reporter who nobody ever heard of, air quote, went to his mailbox and found my tax returns?" At NBC News, fake news.
Yeah. Fake news.
Can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also said this morning, "We'll be going to Detroit, Michigan, love, today for a big meeting on bringing back car production to state and U.S. Already happening."
Yeah.
And then finally, just 10 minutes ago, he tweeted, "Looking forward to a big rally in Nashville, Tennessee tonight. Big crowd of great people expected. Will be fun."
He's out to have fun.
Indeed.
Yeah. And then, yeah, just to clarify the Snoop Dogg story, apparently in one of his music videos, he fires a gun at a clown that looks like Donald Trump. So that was what he was referring to in that last tweet.
Yeah, I mean, a little flag comes out that says bang. But
the
deal is reverse it.
Yeah,
what
if anybody else had done that to any other president?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, just
it's
not
one of those
good
things that you just don't do.
Not good at all. Anyway, so Donald, and again, this is a tax return in 2005, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's 12 years ago, okay? And, you know, he paid $38 million in taxes. He made $153 million. So, again, it's 12 years ago, and it's a snapshot, but he did it. You know, there you are. And the effective tax rate's about 25%, which is lower than the highest tax bracket. But you know what? He makes a lot of money. He pays a lot of people to make sure he pays the minimal amount of tax. And you know what? That's what all of us would like to do.
Sure.
We would like to spend as much as we possibly could to make sure that we didn't have to pay the government as much
as
they would like for us to do.
And as long as it's legal, what's the problem?
Exactly. He didn't do anything illegal, but they, you know, they're making a deal out of it. All right. So anyway, it's your typical chit-chat Wednesday today. We moved State Senator Schwertner over today because of hearings that were going on. Carl Mooney, the mayor of College Station, was over testifying in Austin last night. He'll be with us. And, of course, Congressman Flores joins us in about an hour.
Chit-chat Wednesday.
Yeah, that's it. So he'll be talking about, well, that problem with this GOP health care plan. The biggest sticking point now seems to be the Republican senators. So we'll see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom bill passed.
It did.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk to Senator Schwertner about that. The concerns, clearly they said it'll hurt business, but we've talked about it. There's some things that are different because, again, in this bill, for instance, a stadium can decide if they want to do this the transgender deal or not. They have some discretion when it comes to that. So
that's kind of weird. What's the whole point of having the whole of wasting the time on coming up with this law if you're going to make some places have the option?
From day one, we've discussed this. Is how many people are we really talking about here? How many individuals are going to be covered by this?
My other question, if somebody is fully transitioned, and so to the point where you may think, oh, they could be transgender, but wow, you know, they really do look like a woman, let's say. Is somebody going to be checking birth certificates at the door of a bathroom?
Sure. Right.
Yeah. And, you know, you brought up for day one, the concern really should be more in locker rooms than
right.
it should
in restrooms
type mm-hmm. situation. So
because I think I would be a little bit more freaked out if someone who looked like completely looked like a man came into the girls' restroom and said, "Sorry,
yeah.
I was born a woman. My name is Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I was born a woman, so I have to use this bathroom."
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Once again, how many people are we actually talking about? So
mm-hmm.
there. Let's see what else. Over in Austin, let's see. They had hearings late into the night on the tax cap, the property tax cap. And I was watching a little bit of it. You can watch it online. And, you know, it was
crazy, I guess, Tuesday night, Scott.
Well, yeah, really. Yeah. No, this was like 7 o'clock at night. So, no, before I went and watched the baseball game and then did other stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. I should have been watching The Bachelor, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. But anyhow, you know, almost back to back, they had the mayor of ARP, Texas, okay?
ARP,
Texas, saying that the tax cap would cost his city $4,500, okay?
Okay.
And they just really couldn't afford that because they were going to buy laptops for their police department, and they've got 6 officers or something, and they'd only be able to buy 4 laptops because they're going to lose $4,500 in revenue. 10 minutes later, they're talking to somebody up in the Metroplex where they're building a $40 million football stadium for a high school. Okay?
Right.
So that just shows how diverse it is.
Yeah.
But one of the things that came out of this, which I thought was interesting, is that this person who testified, and I think it was up in the Metroplex, he said, well, let's talk about school districts as well. Let's put a cap on the school district being able to raise taxes. And I thought, that's pretty interesting because if you look at your tax statement, and you should,
mm-hmm.
you see that the entity that really takes the most out of your pocket is not the cities, it's not the county, it's the school district.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going to do it for one, you maybe ought to do it for all of them. And so we'll see. It's like anything else. The end product is not there yet, but I thought that was kind of an interesting point of view to
Definitely.
Take.
Definitely.
All right, 646.
Society's most critical problems affect millions of people every day. That's why the world needs Texas A&M. From water research to homelessness to disease prevention, Aggies turn every challenge into the next groundbreaking milestone. When they stand together, nothing stands in their way, because Aggies are fearless on every front. Learn how Texas A&M is making an impact in our community and around the world at fearlessfront.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 18th, it's rodent control. Whether you're in the country or the city, rodents can be a problem. Come learn about rodent behavior, developing effective control strategies, product selection, and much more this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As we reach adult gardening age, we often think back to the plants our grandparents grew, and we wonder whatever became of those old heirloom flowers and fruits and vegetables and even landscaping plants. How come we don't see them anymore? Was there something inherently wrong with them, or do we just have to have new and improved variations? Or did we just grow tired of growing them? It could be any or all of those. Whatever happened to the plants we're going to talk about right after this important message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come back with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. Well, you heard some of the things that could happen to plants that would cause them to fall from favor, and actually it's a little of all of them. Specifically with flowers and vegetables, for example, hybrid types replaced many of the old inbreds. Hybrid plants combine the genes of similar but unrelated strains, and the resulting plants are more vigorous and more productive than either parent. Some will contend that hybrid tomatoes come with some loss of flavor or texture compared to the old heirlooms. But the seed breeders will promise that their new tomatoes are just as sweet or sweeter and several times more productive, maybe 5 or 10 times more fruit. It's hard to argue with their data, especially after you've had a plate of the wonderful new tomatoes. But many still want to grow the old heirlooms, and they're content with the 4 or 5 fruit that they'll get per plant. They really are sorry dog investments. Other gardeners will tell you that modern rose hybridization has come at the expense of durability and fragrance, as growers primarily sought flower color and size and form. That may have happened for a while. I'm not an expert on roses to that detail, but I have been in gardens of antique roses, and just as an amateur's comment, this has to be the way that heaven is supposed to smell. They're just terrific. Of course, many of the old roses lack strong stems and cut flower form, and that's the case that's made for the fancy new hybrid teas. You can't have it all in most cases. Some of our favorite woody plants have taken quite a different path. Perfectly good shrubs prove their merits, become the beloved go-to shrubs of every garden design. Then they become overused and finally stub their toes due to weather or pest, and we simply grow tired of them. Fitzer junipers and golden arborvitaes were everywhere in the 40s and 50s, and bagworms wiped them out in our minds. Wax ligustrums were stars of the 60s, well into the 70s, and cold weather took a toll on them in the late 70s, early 80s. It's harder to single out the fair-haired stars of the 80s and 90s, but wax myrtles and bald cypress certainly became common, and they're developing a lot of problems, especially if you get into alkaline soils. The next plant that seems to be teetering is the rock star of the aught-aughts, and that's Loropetalum or fringe flower. It's beginning to show a lot of deterioration, especially, again, in alkaline soils with iron deficiency. There are some old standbys, plants that are really well-suited. Talk to your nurseryman. Planting new turf grass in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:51. The number 13 A&M baseball team got the tying run to third in the top of the ninth, but couldn't push it across in a 4-3 loss to the Longhorns in Austin yesterday. Here's Coach Rob Childress on where the Aggs went wrong.
You know, at the end of the day, we grab a lead, we give up a leadoff walk, and, you know, then we start a snowball fight with the bunts, and same the next inning. I mean, on the board, we have 4 errors, we made 5, you know, had a guy picked off at second base, and a rundown ensued, he didn't advance, and we didn't get an out, so an error wasn't on the board for that, but we made 5 errors defensively, and, you know, didn't do enough, like I said, to deserve to win.
John Doc's Axis was saddled with the loss. Braden Shoemake accounted for 3 of the Aggies' 4 hits, going 3-for-4 with 2 doubles, 1 walk, and 2 runs. The maroon and white return to action Friday when they host the Kentucky Wildcats to open SEC play. First pitch is at 6 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 7 A&M softball team scored a season-high 15 runs to defeat Memphis 15-1 in 5 innings last night at the Tiger Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
Sam was dominating on the mound and just did her thing. You know, we love seeing our ace out there doing her thing. And then Peyton came in and just followed up through a great double play ground ball that gets a couple outs in that 5th inning and then finished it off with a line drive catch. So good night for us. Bunch of runs scored. Every coach, every team loves the runs. And just happy to see our kids handle the elements the way they did.
Samantha Schau recorded her 9th win of the season. The Aggies return to action on Friday with a 3-game series at number 22 Ole Miss. All 3 games can be heard on Willie 1550. In college basketball, the Kansas State Wildcats pulled away to a 95-88 victory over Wake Forest in the first 4. 11th-seeded K-State got its first NCAA tournament win in 5 years and a trip to play number 6 Cincinnati on Friday in Sacramento as part of the South Regional. Meanwhile, Baylor is making its 4th consecutive tournament appearance and 7th in 10 years, playing Friday against 14th-seeded WAC tournament champion New Mexico State in Tulsa. The Bears are the number 3 seed, and players say Coach Charlie Melton has motivated them to avoid an early-round defeat. In A&M men's golf, junior Cameron Champ notched his third career top five showing yesterday as the team finished fifth at the Bandon Dunes Championship. Sophomore Chandler Phillips enjoyed the Aggies' best round of the day at 2 under par to produce his team-leading seventh top 10 tournament of the season, ending play in a tie for ninth. Meanwhile, the number 16 A&M women's golf team leads the Dr. Donis Thompson Invitational by 4 strokes after the first day of the tournament. Junior Maddie Zurich leads all individuals in the tournament with a 6 under 138. The A&M men's tennis team earned a season-high number 11 ranking in yesterday's edition of the Oracle ITA Collegiate Tennis Division I National Team Rankings on the back of a SEC Best 9-match win streak. The Maroon and White improved to 10-3 this season with a 4-0 SEC record after tallying wins over number 17 Kentucky and on the road at number 16 Florida and South Carolina. In the NBA, Russell Westbrook had 25 points, 19 assists, and 12 rebounds in his 33rd triple-double of the season, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Brooklyn Nets 122-104 last night. Victor Oladipo added 21 points for the Thunder, who won their third straight game. And out on the ice, Patrick Maroon had a goal and an assist, and Edmonton snapped a 3-game skid with a 7-1 victory over the Dallas Stars last night. Brett Ritchie scored for the Stars, who have lost 3 straight. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80. And I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email Sam at Brian Broadcasting.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof.
At Sioux Falls Prater, you are able to get into a work hard, play hard John Deere Gator for less than you might expect. Right now, get a Gator XUV 560i for as low as $82.99. It's engineered for any terrain and every task with a powerful engine, rock-solid stability, and true Gator grit. Get the John Deere you've always wanted at Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by one of our locations or visit cptractor.com.
Offer ends 5/1/17. Price is subject to change. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. The tennis team is rocking it at A&M, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for Sunday when they play Ohio State.
Yeah.
Who's like number one in the nation or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. That'll be good for them.
Yeah.
Always get the opportunity to, you know, play somebody above you. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing well.
Not bad at all, yeah. 9-match win streak.
That's it. So next hour, should you be using soap when you shower?
Yes.
I know. Yeah, I know you think that. I know you think that. But also, that and now you'll be able to buy a ranch dressing fountain, in case you didn't know that.
Finally!
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, because you can go to Golden Corral, and they've got a chocolate fountain there.
Right.
But if you think about it...
I use ranch a lot more than chocolate.
That's the whole thing right there, because, for instance, you're not going to dip, like, your pizza crust in chocolate. I don't think, in your or your pepperoni rolls or any of that, and that's just... That's not even talking about salad, so just
right.
All right, so we'll have that for you the next hour.
Awesome.
Also, it's the Ides of March, and it's happy birthday to .com.
All right.
Ooh, the first .com ever,
1985. We'll be telling you more about that as well. Right now, we're going to have a look at the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Skyline Communications. All right, here we go. The weather really pretty nice today. Again, not quite as cool as we had the last couple of days. We'll be at right 70 degrees. Winds are going to shift around to the east, so it's going to feel a little bit different than we've been having the last couple of days. Tomorrow, 72. That'll be nearly ideal. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday.